You're invited to step into the shadows with investigative journalist Jasper Murphy, whose obsession with the criminal underworld has led him on a pursuit to unravel its darkest secrets. Though the cases presented here are works of fiction, they are frighteningly realistic. All names, locations, and events are fictional. Any resemblance to actual events, places, or persons living or dead is coincidental. The cases explored can be confronting. To pursue these case files further is to intentionally immerse yourself in a realm where reality and meticulously crafted fiction are indistinguishable. Proceed at your own risk.
A quiet coastal community is shaken by the brutal double murder of Mark and Andrea Spencer in their holiday home. As police delve into the couple's past, suspicion falls on Andrea's ex-husband, James Harrington. With a bitter divorce and custody battle behind them, did jealousy and rage drive James to commit the unthinkable? Investigators must unravel a web of secrets and lies to bring the killer to justice. The sleepy coastal town of Mornington in Victoria, approximately 46 kilometres southeast of Melbourne, Australia, is known for its stunning beaches, world-class wineries, and laid-back lifestyle. However, on the night of 17th August 2020, the community was rocked by a brutal double murder that shattered the tranquil facade and exposed the dark undercurrents lurking beneath the surface. Mark Spencer, a successful 48-year-old investment banker, and his wife Andrea, a 46-year-old stay-at-home mother, were found shot dead in their luxurious holiday home. The couple had been enjoying a quiet weekend getaway while their two children, Emily and Liam, stayed with Andrea's parents in Melbourne. The shocking discovery of their bodies by a neighbour who heard gunshots late the previous night sent shockwaves through the tight-knit community. Residents, unaccustomed to such violent crime in their midst, were left reeling and desperate for answers. As the police investigation unfolded, a tale of love, betrayal, and revenge emerged. The seemingly perfect lives of Mark and Andrea Spencer were not all they appeared to be. Beneath the veneer of their happy marriage lay a tumultuous past, a bitter divorce, and a custody battle that had left deep scars. The prime suspect in the double murder case was none other than Andrea's ex-husband, James Harrington. A 51-year-old businessman with a history of domestic violence, James had never fully accepted the end of his marriage to Andrea, and the custody battles that followed were intense. As investigators delved deeper into the complex web of relationships and motives surrounding the victims, they uncovered a story of obsession, jealousy, and ultimately deadly rage. The hunt for evidence and the pursuit of justice would consume the small town, testing the limits of the law and the resilience of a community grappling with the aftermath of an unthinkable crime. This is the story of the murder of Mark and Andrea Spencer, a tale of two families torn apart by violence, a community left in shock, and the relentless pursuit of truth in the face of unspeakable tragedy. Mark and Andrea Spencer were the epitome of a successful, upper-middle-class Australian couple. Mark, a highly respected investment banker, had built a thriving career in Melbourne's financial district. His keen intellect and strategic mindset had earned him a reputation as a rising star in his field. Andrea, a devoted mother and active member of the community, had chosen to focus on raising their two children, Emily, aged 12, and Liam, aged 9. On the surface, the Spencers appeared to have it all: a loving marriage, two adorable children, and a beautiful home in one of Melbourne's most sought-after suburbs. They were known for their warm hospitality, often hosting dinner parties and gatherings for their wide circle of friends and acquaintances. However, beneath the polished exterior, the Spencer family harboured a complex history. Before her marriage to Mark, Andrea had been wed to James Harrington, a charismatic but controlling businessman with a volatile temper. Their relationship had been tumultuous from the start, marred by James' possessive behaviour and occasional outbursts of anger. Despite her best efforts to make the marriage work, Andrea found herself suffocating under James' constant need for control. After years of emotional turmoil and a particularly heated argument that escalated into physical violence, Andrea made the difficult decision to leave James, filing for divorce and seeking full custody of their two young children. The divorce proceedings were tumultuous, with James fighting tooth and nail to maintain control over Andrea and the children. He employed a ruthless legal team, dragging out the process and making baseless accusations against Andrea in an attempt to paint her as an unfit mother. The battle took a heavy toll on Andrea, both emotionally and financially, but she refused to back down, determined to protect her children from James's influence. In the end, the court sided with Andrea, granting her full custody of Emily and Liam, with James receiving limited supervised visitation rights. The decision was a bitter pill for James to swallow, and he made no secret of his resentment towards Andrea and the legal system he believed had failed him. As Andrea worked to rebuild her life, she found solace in the support of her family and friends. It was during this time that she met Mark Spencer, a charming and successful banker who had recently moved to Melbourne from Sydney. Mark's gentle nature and unwavering support were a balm to Andrea's wounded soul, and the two quickly fell in love. Their relationship blossomed, and within a year, Mark and Andrea were married in an intimate ceremony attended by their closest loved ones. Mark embraced his role as a stepfather to Emily and Liam, showering them with the love and attention they had been missing in their tumultuous early years. As the Spencer family settled into their new life together, they found joy in the simple pleasures of family dinners, weekend outings, and holidays spent at their beloved beach house on the Mornington Peninsula. The property, purchased by Mark as a surprise gift for Andrea on their first wedding anniversary, became a cherished retreat from the bustle of city life. However, even as the Spencers built a life filled with love and laughter, the spectre of James Harrington loomed in the background. As a result of the court proceedings, James remained bitter and resentful, nursing a growing obsession with his ex-wife and the family he believed had been stolen from him. As the years passed, James's anger festered, fueled by his own sense of entitlement and a deep-seated belief that Andrea and the children belonged to him. Unbeknownst to Mark and Andrea, James was plotting his revenge, biding his time until the perfect moment to strike. The Spencer family, focused on building a future filled with love and promise, were tragically unaware of the danger that lurked in the shadows of their past. The weekend of August 15th, 2020, began like any other for the Spencer family. Mark and Andrea had decided to spend a relaxing few days at their beloved holiday home on the Mornington Peninsula, a much-needed respite from the hectic pace of their lives in Melbourne. With their children, Emily and Liam, staying with Andrea's parents for the weekend, the couple looked forward to some quality time together in the tranquil coastal setting. As they settled into the familiar routine of their beach house, Mark and Andrea couldn't help but reflect on the journey that had brought them to this point. The past few years had been filled with both joy and challenges as they navigated the complexities of blending their families and building a life together. Through it all, their love and commitment to one another had only grown stronger. However, unbeknownst to the couple, a dark cloud was gathering on the horizon. James Harrington, Andrea's ex-husband and the father of her children, had been secretly plotting his revenge. Consumed by bitterness and resentment, James had become increasingly unhinged, his mind twisted by the belief that Andrea and the children rightfully belonged to him. As Mark and Andrea enjoyed a quiet dinner on the evening of August 16th, James had begun the hour-long drive from Melbourne to the Mornington Peninsula. Armed with his revolver and a stolen spare key to the property, James found his mind consumed with the twisted fantasy of reclaiming his family. As the hours ticked by, Mark and Andrea retired to the living room, cuddling up on the plush sofa to watch a movie. They were blissfully unaware of the danger that lurked just outside their doors, too caught up in the simple joy of being in each other's company. Just after 11 p.m, having waited impatiently for the cover of darkness, James made his move. He pulled his blue BMW into the driveway of the Spencers' holiday home, and using the spare key, he silently slipped into the beach house, his heart pounding with a mixture of anticipation and rage. He crept through the darkened hallway, following the soft murmur of voices and the flickering glow of the television. As he entered the living room, Mark and Andrea looked up in surprise, their expressions quickly shifting to shock and horror as they recognized the intruder. Andrea gasped, reaching for Mark's hand. In that instant, a thousand questions likely filled their minds, and fear washed over Andrea as she challenged James, asking him why he was there. James smiled coldly, his eyes glinting with malice. "I'm here to take back what's mine, Andrea. You and the kids, you belong with me. It's time to put an end to this charade." Mark stood up, placing himself between Andrea and James. Trying to stay strong and calm, Mark demanded that James leave, explaining that he wasn't welcome there. James laughed, a harsh, mirthless sound. "You bastard." James spat. "You stole my family. They were my life. But that ends tonight." With a swift, practiced motion, James pulled the revolver from his jacket, leveling it at Mark's chest. Andrea screamed, her voice filled with terror, as Mark froze, his eyes wide with disbelief. Andrea, with tears streaming down her face, pleaded with James, begging him to put the gun away, to sit down and talk. Before either Mark or Andrea could react, James pulled the trigger, the sound of the gunshot reverberating through the house. Mark staggered backwards, clutching his chest as he collapsed onto the sofa, his breath coming in ragged gasps. Andrea's scream was cut short as James turned the gun on her, his eyes filled with a terrifying blend of hatred and triumph. "Goodbye, Andrea," he snarled, pulling the trigger once more. The bullet struck Andrea in the head, and she crumpled to the floor, her lifeless eyes staring up at the ceiling. As the echoes of the gunshots faded, James stood over the bodies of his victims, his chest heaving with exertion and adrenaline. "He had done it," he thought to himself, a twisted smile spreading across his face. He had finally reclaimed what was rightfully his. But as the reality of his actions began to sink in, James's elation quickly turned to panic. He knew he had to act fast to cover his tracks and make his escape. After returning to his BMW, he casually reversed and headed off into the darkness. Not far from the end of the street, as the road began to curve, James pulled over and walked the few meters to a nearby creek. With shaking hands, he haphazardly wiped down the gun and tossed it into the dense foliage. Heart pounding, James returned to his car and sped away, his mind racing with the knowledge of what he had done. He had to get back to Melbourne to establish an alibi and throw off any suspicion. As he merged onto the highway, he couldn't help but feel a twisted sense of satisfaction, even as the weight of his crimes began to settle on his shoulders. It wasn't until the following morning that the bodies of Mark and Andrea Spencer were discovered. A concerned neighbour, who had thought they heard gunshots the night before, but had been too afraid to investigate or call the police, cautiously approached the beach house, finding the front door slightly ajar. She called out to the Spencers and, hearing no reply, slowly wandered down the hall. The sight that greeted her in the living room was one of unimaginable horror. The police were immediately called, and the tranquil coastal community was soon swarming with officers and crime scene technicians. The once peaceful holiday home had been transformed into a nightmarish tableau, the living room splattered with blood, and the bodies of Mark and Andrea sprawled in unnatural positions. As news of the double murder spread, shock and disbelief rippled through the tight-knit community. No one could fathom who would want to harm the beloved couple. Known for their kindness and generosity, speculation ran rampant, with neighbors and friends alike struggling to make sense of the senseless violence. For the families of Mark and Andrea, the news was devastating. Emily and Liam, still staying with their grandparents, were shielded from the worst of the details, but the loss of their mother and stepfather left them reeling. Andrea's parents, heartbroken by the loss of their daughter, found themselves faced with the daunting task of explaining the tragedy to their young grandchildren. As the police launched their investigation, the peaceful coastal town was plunged into a waking nightmare. The quiet streets were now filled with the constant presence of law enforcement, the sound of sirens and the chatter of police radios shattering the tranquility of the seaside paradise. Amid the chaos and grief, one question loomed large in the minds of all those touched by the tragedy: who could have committed such a horrific act? And what could have possibly driven them to such depths of violence? As the shocking news of the double murder of Mark and Andrea Spencer spread through the peaceful coastal community of Mornington, law enforcement officers were quick to respond. The first responders arrived at the scene, preparing themselves for the grim task that lay ahead. Upon entering the beach house, they were confronted with a horrific sight that would forever be etched in their memories. The once tranquil living room had been transformed into a nightmarish crime scene. Blood spatter covered the walls and furniture, a stark contrast to the cozy, inviting atmosphere the Spencers had carefully cultivated. Mark's lifeless body lay on the sofa, two gunshot wounds to his chest, his eyes wide with shock. Just feet away, Andrea's body was crumpled on the floor, a single bullet hole in her head, her blonde hair matted with blood. Detectives from the Victoria Police Homicide Squad, led by the seasoned and tenacious detective John Matheson, were immediately called in from Melbourne. As they began to process the scene, a sense of urgency hung in the air. Every minute counted in the critical first 48 hours of the investigation. Crime scene technicians meticulously combed through the beach house, collecting evidence and documenting every detail. They carefully bagged spent shell casings, dusted for fingerprints, and gathered blood samples, all while trying to piece together the events that had led to this horrific crime. One of the first breakthroughs came from the Spencers' neighbours. Several residents reported hearing what they thought could be gunshots around 11:30 p.m. on the night of August 17th, followed by the sound of a car speeding away. One neighbour, Mrs. Edith Wilkins, provided a crucial detail. She had seen a dark blue BMW sedan parked in the driveway of Spencer's holiday home, just prior to hearing the commotion. Armed with this information, Detective Matheson and his team began to dig into the backgrounds of Mark and Andrea Spencer, searching for any clues that might point to a motive. As they interviewed family, friends, and colleagues, a disturbing picture began to emerge of Andrea's tumultuous past with her ex-husband, James Harrington. As detectives delved into Andrea's past, they uncovered a tumultuous history with her ex-husband, James Harrington. The bitter divorce and custody battle that had consumed their lives for years had left Andrea a victim of relentless harassment at James's hands. Further investigation revealed that James owned a .38 caliber revolver, the same type of weapon used in the brutal murders of Andrea and her husband Mark. With this information in hand, suspicion quickly fell on James. He was brought in for questioning, but despite the detective's unwavering belief that he was hiding something, James maintained his innocence. He claimed to have been home watching television on the night of the murders. Without concrete evidence linking him to the crime scene, at this stage the police had no choice but to release him. The absence of the murder weapon made building a solid case against a suspect a daunting task. Determined to leave no stone unturned, the police expanded their search for the missing gun. Their perseverance paid off when a breakthrough came in the form of a .38 caliber revolver police search teams had discovered in a nearby creek. The weapon was carefully extracted and sent to the forensic lab for analysis. Ballistics tests confirmed that it was indeed the gun that was used to kill Andrea and Mark, providing detectives with a crucial piece of evidence. Upon further examination, forensic technicians made a groundbreaking discovery: traces of James Harrington's DNA on the trigger and grip of the revolver. This damning evidence, combined with eyewitness accounts placing James's vehicle near the scene on the night of the murders, was the smoking gun the detectives had been searching for. Now armed with the evidence they needed, the police moved swiftly to arrest James Harrington for the murder of Mark and Andrea. On the morning of October 15th, 2020, just 3 days after the discovery of the murder weapon, detectives from the Victoria Police Homicide Squad descended upon James's Melbourne residence. Detective John Matheson, leading a heavily armed tactical team, took up position outside the front door. With weapons drawn and adrenaline pumping, the officers braced themselves for what they might find inside. On Matheson's signal, one of the officers stepped forward and delivered a powerful kick to the front door, sending it flying open with a resounding crash. "Police!" they yelled as they stormed into the house, their footsteps pounding against the hardwood floors. James Harrington, startled by the sudden commotion, leapt up from his seat in the living room. For a moment he stood frozen, his eyes wide with shock and fear. Then, in a desperate bid for escape, he bolted towards the back of the house, hoping to slip out through the rear door. But the tactical team was one step ahead of him. As James reached for the door handle, he found himself staring down the barrel of a police-issue firearm. "Stop, police," the officer commanded, his voice cutting through the chaos. "Get on the ground, now." For a tense moment, James hesitated, his eyes darting frantically around the room, as if searching for another way out. But as the reality of his situation sank in, his shoulders slumped in defeat. Slowly, he raised his hands above his head and sank to his knees, the fight draining out of him. Detective Matheson moved in swiftly, holstering his weapon and pulling out a pair of handcuffs. "James Harrington, you are under arrest for the murders of Mark and Andrea Spencer," he said, his voice steady and assured. "You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law." As the detective recited the familiar Miranda rights, the other officers moved in to secure the scene. The arrest marked a turning point in the case, the moment when hours of tireless investigation and dogged determination finally paid off. As James Harrington was led away in handcuffs, the officers of the Victoria Police Homicide Squad could feel a sense of satisfaction and relief wash over them. They had done their job, and a dangerous killer was now off the streets, facing the full weight of the justice system. As the officers secured the scene after James Harrington's arrest, Detective John Matheson wasted no time in executing the search warrant that had been granted as part of the investigation. The team meticulously combed through every room of the house, carefully bagging and tagging any items that might hold evidentiary value. One of the key priorities was to collect James Harrington's clothing, which could potentially contain vital trace evidence linking him to the crime scene. The officers systematically searched through his wardrobes and drawers, selecting a range of garments that he might have worn on the night of the murders. While James was being processed and transported to the police station, a team of officers turned their attention to the dark blue BMW sedan parked in the driveway. They knew that this vehicle had been placed at the scene of the crime by eyewitnesses, and they were determined to uncover any evidence that might further link James to the murders. As they carefully searched the car, their efforts were rewarded. In the driver's footwell, they discovered traces of sand and vegetation that seemed out of place in the meticulously maintained vehicle. Upon closer inspection, they realized that these traces were consistent with the area around the creek where the murder weapon had been discovered. This finding was circumstantial, but also significant, as it suggested that James had driven his car to the creek to dispose of the gun after committing the murders. It painted a picture of a man who had not only planned and carried out a brutal crime, but had also taken calculated steps to cover his tracks and evade detection. The arrest of James Harrington marked a turning point in the case, as the community of Mornington finally saw a glimmer of hope that justice would be served. For the families of Mark and Andrea Spencer, it was a bittersweet moment, the knowledge that their loved one's killer had been apprehended tempered by the unimaginable grief of their loss. However, the knowledge that Emily and Liam were now faced with not only the death of their mother, but the news that their father was a killer weighed heavily on their minds. As the legal proceedings began, the prosecution built a strong case against James Harrington. They detailed his means, motive, and opportunity, painting a chilling picture of a man consumed by obsession and rage. Not only did James have access to a .38 caliber revolver, the same type of weapon used in the murders, he also had a spare key to the Spencer's Beach house, allowing him to enter the property undetected on the night of the crime. His vehicle was also identified at the beach house by the neighbours. The motive was equally apparent. A bitter divorce and custody battle had left James harbouring a deep-seated resentment towards his ex-wife, Andrea. His obsessive belief that she and their children belonged to him had festered over the years, ultimately driving him to eliminate anyone who stood in his way. As for opportunity, James had carefully planned his attack, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. He had chosen a night when he knew Andrea and Mark would be alone at their beach house, with their children safely in the care of their grandparents. His knowledge of the property and the couple's routines had allowed him to carry out the murders with chilling precision. The trial, which began on June 7, 2021, was a media sensation. Journalists from across the country descended upon the Victorian Supreme Court, eager to cover every twist and turn of the case. The courtroom was packed with spectators, including the grieving families of the victims and members of the tight-knit Mornington community. Over the course of the 15-day trial, the prosecution methodically presented their case. They called upon a series of witnesses, including the neighbours who had heard the gunshots and seen James's vehicle near the scene on the night of the murders. They also presented compelling forensic evidence, including the DNA traces found on the murder weapon and the ballistics report confirming that the gun had been used in the crime. To strengthen the case further, the prosecutors detailed the forensic results which came back a few days after James's arrest. The detectives had been stunned by what they found. On several items of clothing seized from James Harrington's residence, including a dark jacket and a pair of jeans, the lab had detected traces of gunshot residue. The defence, for their part, attempted to sow doubt in the minds of the jurors. They argued that the evidence against James was circumstantial and that the police had tunnel vision and failed to investigate other potential suspects. They also claimed the .38 caliber revolver used in the murder had been stolen, and argued that James loved his children and wouldn't do anything to harm them or their mother. However, The prosecution's case proved too strong to be shaken. In a powerful closing argument, the prosecutor painted a vivid picture of James Harrington as a man consumed by his own twisted desires, a man who had carefully planned and executed the murders of two innocent people in cold blood. After 8 hours of deliberation, the jury returned with their verdict. James Harrington was found guilty on 2 counts of first-degree murder, his fate sealed by the overwhelming evidence against him. The courtroom erupted in a mix of emotions, relief and satisfaction from the prosecution, anguish and disbelief from James's family, and a profound sense of closure for the loved ones of Mark and Andrea Spencer. On August 18, 2021, just over a year after the tragic events that had shaken the Mornington community, James Harrington was sentenced to 2 consecutive terms of life imprisonment with a minimum non-parole period of 30 years. In delivering the sentence, the judge spoke of the callous and premeditated nature of the crimes and the profound impact they had had on the families and community involved. For Detective John Matheson and his team, the successful prosecution of James Harrington was a bittersweet victory. They had worked tirelessly to bring a brutal killer to justice, but they knew that no amount of punishment could ever erase the pain and loss suffered by the Spencer family and those who loved them. As James Harrington was led away to begin his life sentence, a sense of finality settled over the team of investigators. The case, which had started as a shocking and senseless act of violence, had been solved through the dedication and perseverance of law enforcement and the strength of the evidence they had compiled. Though the scars left by the tragedy would never fully heal, the community of Mornington could take solace in the knowledge that justice had been served, and the memory of Mark and Andrea Spencer would live on in the hearts of those who knew and loved them. In the wake of James Harrington's conviction and sentencing for the murder of Mark and Andrea Spencer, the Spencer children, Emily and Liam, who had been shielded from the worst of the details surrounding their mother's murder, slowly began to adjust to their new reality. Under the loving care of their aunt and uncle, who had stepped in as their legal guardians, the children started to rebuild their lives, though the absence of their parents would forever leave an enduring mark on their young lives. As the months passed, James Harrington's legal team filed an appeal claiming that their client had not received a fair trial. They argued that the media coverage surrounding the case had been prejudicial and that the jury had been swayed by the emotional nature of the evidence presented. However, the Court of Appeal ultimately rejected these arguments, finding that the trial had been conducted fairly and impartially. The 3-judge panel ruled that the evidence against James Harrington was overwhelming, and that the verdict and sentence were appropriate given the horrendous nature of his crimes. With the appeal process exhausted, James Harrington resigned himself to the reality of his situation. He would spend the rest of his life behind bars, forever marked as the man who had shattered the lives of 2 innocent people in a fit of obsessive rage. For Detective John Matheson and his team, the Spencer family murders would remain a defining case in their careers. The long hours, sleepless nights, and emotional toll of the investigation had tested their resolve, but their commitment to justice had never wavered. In the end, their hard work and dedication had paid off, ensuring that a dangerous killer was taken off the streets and held accountable for his actions. If you or someone you know is struggling with issues of violence, addiction, or mental health, know that you are not alone. There are resources and support systems available to help you navigate these challenges and find the healing and hope you deserve. Please reach out to those resources for help.
As we close the file on this chilling case, I invite you to continue your journey with Jasper into the heart of darkness. Visit the Murphy Case Files website at murphycasefiles.com, where you'll discover more information about each of the cases. And if you're ready to take your immersion to the next level, consider joining the Murphy Case Files Inner Circle. As a member of the Inner Circle, you'll gain exclusive access to bonus content on our website and access to our invite-only Facebook group, where you can join in discussions with fellow investigators and discover haunting bonus content and chilling revelations that will keep you up at night. Together, we'll confront the monsters that lurk in the shadows and shine a light on the darkest corners of the human psyche. Until next time, keep your wits sharp and your nightlights burning.